Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1176. In the writing, it's shiur number 328. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, we are in the middle of the halachas of Shinai Makom. So we recently spoke about the halachas of if one is in a camp, a yeshiva, and there are a few buildings, right, which belong to the yeshiva and the camp, and it's all in one complex, which is totally enclosed on all sides. It's surrounded by a fence gate or whatever on all sides. So we said, the Maaseh that would have a din of room to room, even if one goes from building to building. Now, but the halachas of a different, the halachas are different if the complex which the camp or yeshiva is in is taka open. In other words, it's not enclosed, right? Many times it's not enclosed. It's just all open. If it's totally closed, so we spoke about that, but let's say it's totally open and there's just various different buildings, a dormitory, a base medrash, a lunchroom, whatever it might be, and there are a few buildings in the area which make up the yeshiva or the camp itself. So, Lemaisa, if in fact the yeshiva or the camp complex is not enclosed, one would have to make a new bracha on a shahakal adama or ha'etz if they take a go from building to building. When they're going to change their location, right, from one building to another, let's say, for example, somebody wants to go from the base medrash to the dormitory or so on, or from the lunchroom to the base medrash, and it's totally different buildings, and it's not enclosed, it's all open. So then when you go from one building to another, you would have to make a new bracha. That would be a question of Shinai Makom on a shahakala etz adam. Of course, if you wash a mazonas, like we've spoken about, that would not apply over there. You always have to go back to the location where you started eating when it comes to a hamoitzi and a al hamechia. But it's not a question of Shinai Makom. If you went to a different building, you don't have to make a new bracha. By a shahakala adam, it's in a different building and it's open, even though it's all one campus or one yeshiva, right? One would need a new bracha, a real question of Shinai Makom. Now, what about if somebody had a mind? No, so that also would not help. It only helps with having a mind when you're going room to room. In the case above where you had a mind, it would not help if you're going from one building to another. It's just like a person goes from one house to another, right? In reference to Shahakal or Adama or Ha'etz, that having a mind, we said, doesn't help because it's an automatic cutoff on the bracha. Now, as far as being able to see the original location, that taka would help. But the Eved, we said that there's a machlokes all the time. If somebody can still see the original location where they made the original bracha, even if they changed locations, so then we said it was a machlokes unless there's a walkway in between. It depends what's in between. If you have like a walkway where people go in between, or whatever the place, a road or whatever, something where people go, doesn't have to be a big rishus ram, but where do people go by back and forth? So then that would not, even be the Eved, it would not be good. But if it's just mamish, like right to the next building and there's nothing in between really, but you can still see the place, so then be the Eved, one would not need a new bracha. So, but one has to be careful in that situation because it is in fact a machlokes. Now, what about if it's in the same building? Good, it's not enclosed, it's all open, I understand. But let's say it's all in the same building. The base medrash is downstairs and the dormitory is upstairs, or the lunchroom is upstairs and the base medrash is downstairs. Be it as it may, you want to transfer. So as long as it's all in the confines of the same building, right, then taka no new bracha is needed. It's all in the same building. It doesn't matter what the yard is. If the yard is closed and not closed, then you're in the building. I'm going upstairs to downstairs, whatever. And it's all the yeshiva, it's all a camp, and it's all a public area where everybody goes, right? The base medrash, even the dormitory to an extent, and whatever it might be, it's all one owner. So as long as it's all in one building, even if one goes from one floor to another floor, and they did not have it in mind originally, then it would still be good. Now, l'chatchila, one should always have it in mind, because that would be in the same building, would have halachas of going from room to room. L'chatchila, one should always have it in mind, when making the original bracha, even in the above case, even if it's one building and in a camp or yeshiva, always have it in mind. But again, I didn't, I forgot, whatever, so I went, and I'm in the same building, I went from one floor to another, whatever it might be. So then, b'diyevin, no new bracha would be made, no new bracha would have to be made, but l'chatchila, one should try and have it in mind, even in the same building. And that's the story on that. Now, in the case above, even moving from one place to another in the same building, it's only if we want to keep in mind also, it's only if there's taka one owner and the entire building is part of the same camp, same yeshiva. Meaning, if it's shared by, and it's shared by everyone, as opposed to, in other words, it's one one camp, one yeshiva. Sometimes there are places, there are buildings whereby it's a totally different camp, totally different rishus, totally different owner, you know, on a separate floor. That comes up sometimes. One has to be careful. Those situations are different. And of course, it goes without saying, if an apartment house, one apartment to another, even though you say, well, one person owns the whole building, but it's my rishus. Each apartment is my own rishus. I rent it. This is mine, and that's it. And finish. And yeah, nobody could just walk into my apartment. It's my rishus. It's a separate domain. So that's already, one has to be careful leaving from one apartment to another would be running into a problem, like we said in the past. And even if it's a different rishus, like a different camp, a different yeshiva, whatever, even in the same building, that's also running into a problem. It's only over there where it's all one. Whole building is this yeshiva, whole building is the camp. So then it's like going from room to room. Okay, that's today's shir. Just quickly to quote the Imam Malcolm, you have it in our Siman is Kuf Ayin Ches, Sefer Hilchas Brachas, Daf Tov Ches, in the middle of the Daf over there. He brings down these halachas. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.